Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. The Belle of Amherst, a one-woman performance based on the life of pioneering poet Emily Dickinson, is playing at Brunswick Little Theater in Southport, January 30th through February 2nd. We're joined by the star of the show, Carolyn Stringer, and director Ken Greenman. There's been a resurgence of interest in Dickinson, who saw only a few of her poems published in her lifetime. The other 1,800 or so were published posthumously. Why Emily and why now?
Emily's having a moment right now. Yeah. And now, for someone who mostly corresponded in letters, and especially in the last 35, 40 years of her life, saw almost no one except her family. She really had a worldly mind.
Yes.
When Ken first handed me the script, I remembered the play. I remember Julie Harris winning a Tony for it, just hearing about it about the time that I was in high school. But she did have sort of a reputation, even in her own time, for being the eccentric, dressing in white, never leaving the house, writing odd little notes to people in the community.
The newness of her poetry, which freed up a lot of people, people who read Dickinson say to themselves, I understand this poetry. I understand her new rhyme schemes. I understand her new rhythms. I understand the metaphors and similes that she's using. They're different. That gives me the freedom to do that.
Much has been made of several relationships in her life, including her mother and her sister-in-law. Does the play deal with those family ties?
The last year of her mother's life, she lay unable to walk after having had a stroke. And Emily says, now that she has become our child, the affection has come. She says her mother didn't understand her. Her mother didn't care for thought. And she knew her father cared for thought, but not necessarily her thought. And then also her sister-in-law, Sue, that lived right next door, they were very, very close. Sue was really, during Emily's lifetime, her main contact about her poetry. She shared her poetry with Sue. Of course, there's the stories that she was in love with her. You know, that's open to interpretation. She certainly loved her dearly and appreciated her. After her death, Sue was one of the ones very responsible for helping to get her poems published.
There's a beautiful moment in the play when Emily is talking about Sue and their love for each other. And she says that Sue was not sure how to relate to that love. And then Emily says, and I don't know if I did either.
Perhaps, you know, I don't understand it myself.
That's the line.
Because there was a path between the two homes, and they used it all the time. And then Emily said, no one uses it much anymore. And I guess it's best to abandon paths when we find they lead nowhere.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Carolyn Stringer, the star of The Belle of Amherst, a one-woman performance based on the life of pioneering poet Emily Dickinson. It's playing at Brunswick Little Theater in Southport, January 30th through February 2nd, and is directed by Ken Greenman.
My favorite poem is, "Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me."
Ken, a retired high school English teacher, has indulged his love of community theater for more than 40 years in New York, Maryland, and now Southport. Well, not so much for Carolyn, whose first brush with theater was 7 years and 14 productions ago.
I'm a boring banker, so this is my fun outlet. I didn't even want to make a presentation in front of people. And so how I went from that to what I do now, I don't really know, but I'm glad I was able to make that switch.
The Belle of Amherst, starring Carolyn Stringer and directed by Ken Greenman, runs January 30th through February 2nd. Tickets are on sale at Ricky Evans Art Gallery in Southport or online at Brunswick Little Theater. That's theater with TRE.com. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.